The Coral Queen had gone down stern first in 12 feet of water. Her hull had settled on the marly bottom at a slight angle with the bow aiming upward. She was a big one, too. Even at high tide, the top two decks were above the waterline. It was like a big, ugly apartment building had fallen out of the sky and landed in the basin. Abby hopped off my handlebars and walked to the water's edge. She planted her hands on her hips and stared at the crime scene. "Whoa," she said. "He really did it this time." "It's bad, I agreed." The Coral Queen was one of those gambling boats where passengers line up to play blackjack and electronic poker and to stuff their faces at the all-you-can-eat buffet. It didn't sound like a ton of fun to me, but the Coral Queen was packed to the rafters every night. There was one major difference between Dusty Muehlman's operation and the gambling cruises up in Miami. The Coral Queen didn't actually go anywhere. That's one reason it was so popular. By Florida law, gambling boats are supposed to travel at least 3 miles offshore, beyond the state boundaries, before anyone is allowed to start betting. Rough weather is real bad for business because lots of customers get seasick. As soon as they start throwing up, they quit spending money. According to my father, Dusty Muehlman's dream was to open a gambling boat that never left the calm and safety of its harbor. That way, the passengers would never get too queasy to party. Only Indian tribes are allowed to run casino operations in Florida, so Dusty somehow persuaded a couple of rich Miccosukees from Miami to buy the marina and make it part of their reservation. Dad said the government raised a stink, but later backed off because the Indians had better lawyers. Anyway, Dusty got his gambling boat, and he got rich. My dad had waited until 3 a.m. when the last of the crew was gone to sneak aboard. He'd untied the ropes and started one of the engines and idled out to the mouth of the basin, where he'd opened the seacocks and cut the hoses and disconnected the bilge pumps and then dived overboard. The Coral Queen had gone down crosswise in the channel, which meant that no other vessels could get in or out of the basin. In other words, Dusty Muehlman wasn't the only captain in town who wanted to strangle my dad on Father's Day.